The Nuclear Regulatory Commission yesterday suspended issuing final decisions on new licenses and on license renewals for nuclear power plants until the agency decides how to deal with the issue of spent nuclear fuel. That includes the applications for renewal of the operating licenses for the Indian Point nuclear power plants in New York. The suspension grew out of a decision last June by the U.S. Court of Appeals for the District of Columbia Circuit that struck down the NRC's so-called waste confidence provisions. The court said the NRC had violated the National Environmental Policy Act in issuing its 2010 update to the waste confidence decision and temporary storage rule.
That rule basically says we are confident that we will be able to take care of radioactive waste in the future.
Michael Marriott is the executive director of the Nuclear Information and Resource Service.
That rule was taken to court by NRDC and others, and the court agreed that the NRC had no technical basis to support that rule. So then we and I think something like 23 other groups joined in and filed motions with the NRC, basically saying you no longer have a waste confidence rule, you can't license any reactors, and the NRC unanimously agreed with us.
What would it take to have the waste confidence rule back in effect?
Well, first of all, the NRC could still appeal that ruling. It doesn't look like they're going to, but they have until late August to decide. More likely, though, they're going to have to come up with some technical basis for saying that they believe that a repository is going to get built, which the court is skeptical of, or that waste can be stored safely on a temporary basis indefinitely. The NRC has never been willing to say that, so they're going to have to come up with some sort of technical basis for saying that.
Was this ruling affected at all by the disaster of Fukushima and the danger that is still posed by the spent fuel rods that are on site at that facility?
No, I don't think so. And in fact, the NRC has been resisting calls from us and the environmental movement generally to move the fuel out of the pools, particularly at those especially dangerous GE Mark I reactors, and to put it into what we call hardened on-site storage. And that's basically into dry casks that are protected from potential terror attacks, natural disasters, and that kind of thing. That's what we call hardened on-site storage. And it's worth noting that at Fukushima, a relatively small amount of waste was in dry casks, is still in dry casks, and was not affected by either the earthquake or tsunami.
This affects 8 license renewals and 9 applications for new reactors. Will this have any effect on plans for the construction or opening of power plants, especially the financing? And are companies that are trying to build and license new plants going to run into problems getting licenses at this point?
Well, the NRC points out, and we would acknowledge too, that there aren't any new reactors poised to get a license at any time in the near future. There are 2 reactor projects, one in Georgia, one in South Carolina, that already have received their licenses, and so they won't be affected, and they're the only ones that actual construction is underway on and likely to be the only ones that any construction is done on for some years to come. So in practical terms, it's probably less important for the new reactors, although just in terms of the issues it raises, it does create a little more skepticism perhaps among the financial community, which is certainly already pretty skeptical of financing nuclear power anyway. But I think where it may have a potentially bigger impact is on some of the license renewals, and in particular Indian Point, just outside of New York City, which is trying to get license renewal, and at this point, even if the NRC wanted to, it cannot renew its license. And how long this delay goes on could well play a factor in whether that reactor actually gets a renewal or not.
What's the next step in this process now?
The next step is probably waiting for the NRC to come out with something and see how they're going to either defend their confidence that there will be a solution to waste someday or not. However, I should also point out that the entire issue of radioactive waste, our radioactive waste policy in this country, is about to undergo a fundamental shift. And we don't know which way it's going to go yet, but because the Obama administration ended the Yucca Mountain, Nevada project, they formed a Blue Ribbon Commission to reexamine radioactive waste issues. The commission has come out with some recommendations. Last week, Senate Energy Committee Chair Jeff Bingaman introduced a bill to incorporate some of those recommendations, which would be a pretty fundamental shift in current radioactive waste policy. Sometime around Labor Day, we're expecting the Obama administration to also introduce either legislation or principles for new radioactive waste legislation. And, of course, we'll be expecting similar efforts from the nuclear industry in the upcoming Congress. So over the next 18 months or so, there's going to be a fundamental battle over what our radioactive waste policy is going to be.
And that battle will determine the ultimate fate of nuclear operating licenses.
Well, it could. The whole concept of the Waste Confidence Rule could end up in play during that battle. And I suppose in theory, by the end of this, there may either be less or more confidence that a solution will be attained. But I think the country has sort of thrown the radioactive waste issue to the side. The nuclear industry has thrown it to the side for many years. They built these reactors just assuming that there would be a waste facility someday. There isn't one. There has not been one. There's not a likelihood of one anytime in the near future, certainly not the foreseeable future. And it's really time that we do come to grips with the fact that we don't have a solution to this, and that the idea that we are confident that we will have a solution is ludicrous.
Michael Marriott is Executive Director of the Nuclear Information and Resource Service based in Tacoma Park, Maryland.